I'm intrigued by the lengths that you went to as well to hide it. Has anyone said to you, "We did wonder,"
No, really good. Yeah,
at...
I used to go into changing rooms, the team rooms with Jim Telfer and Ian McGeechan was there, and I'd look round, and as soon as I saw paper and pens, panic. Blackboard, whiteboard, paper, pens, nightmare. Half an hour of worst thing in the world. I used to sit in the toilet for 10 minutes. 27 years old. Yeah. I used to sit in the toilet, go in late, Jim Telfer would go, "Hey, what are you doing? You give me a stick." Sit at the back. I'd sit at the back. Then I'd say to the boys, "God, you need to give us a big brief." I didn't realise. I was there first. I was there 10 minutes before everybody else because I had to go and do a bit of a recce. Should have been the army, actually. Straight in to do a bit of a recce. And out.
And at what point did you tell Gabby? That?
Well, she found out, actually, and nobody had ever busted me. She was a two-page spread in the paper, and she said to me, "I'll read this." So I open up the paper, and I'm going, "Not a lot of pictures. How long would this take to read?" So and clearly my eyes are going like that. I close it and say, "What a great article." She went, "You didn't read that." And I went, and I went, "Do you want a cup of tea?" And she went, "No, I want to know why you didn't read it." And I just, like... went from this 27-year-old into this little 6-year-old boy panicking. And she looked at me and she could see my eyes welling up. And she gave me a hug and I said, "I'm dyslexic." And then she said to me, "Well, don't worry about it. We can help you with that." And I went, "No, do you still want to go out with me?" And she went, "What?" I said, "Do you think I'm thick, don't you?" And she went, "No, I think you're brave." And I got really emotional and she just hugged me. And I'd never done that. I'd never been in that environment where... A couple of times I'd done interviews and I just wanted to say, "I can't read." But I just couldn't. I wasn't brave enough to say it. And, you know, and she made a big difference. She made me do something about it. And, you know, her big thing was, "You've got all these things in your life and you've never fronted up to this. And you've fronted up to everything, your dad dying, your cousin dying. You've really fronted up. You've led in the rugby field. You've done this, you've done that. You've made mistakes. You've got up and proved people wrong. Why are you not doing something about it?" And I was like, "I'm not talking about it." Because I couldn't go back there. And then she made me sort of unravel it all and speak about it.
Well, you've certainly done something about it now, and that's in the form of coming on and, you know, being continuing to be brave and talking about the challenges that you've faced and how you've tackled it, but also pushing this STEP programme as well. And we're going to talk more about that in just a moment. It's BFBS. Tell us about how you got involved and in a nutshell, because there's quite a lot to it.
Years ago, I went through a sort of similar problem. When I was 30, I learned to read. And it was all about physical exercise. And
You've lost me already, right, so, at that point. About physical exercise.
So STEP is a physical literacy program. And it is easy, it's exercise. You're stimulating the child with balance, eye tracking and coordination. It's the three core exercises. And you're stimulating these three areas. And every child is different. So every child goes through it on their own speed. And you do it 10 minutes in the morning at school and you do 10 minutes in the afternoon. And that's all you do for about 2 academic years. And it helps a child who's in the bottom. What I'm trying to do is, it's not so much the dyslexics, it's the bottom 20%. How do I help Nicola Sturgeon close that attainment gap? And that's what I'm trying to do. There's a programme that can help children close that. And then the States have got... This time next year, you'll have about 20,000 kids on it, 15,000 to 20,000 kids on it. And the research we did over the last 2 years has been quite phenomenal on children's behaviour. And the reason I got a bit behind it is because my son went through it. And I got really involved in it. I wanted to help them. And, you know, they've did a 2-year trial. And Ruben was, like every normal kid, wasn't dyslexic, but struggled a little bit at school. Behaviour wasn't great. Concentration wasn't great and a bit of dyspraxia. Where now, his concentration's so much better. His behaviour's phenomenal. And he's always a nice kid. But he's a really rounded little boy.
Takes out off his mother, apparently.
Yeah, well, yeah. Not to me. And I saw the difference in that. And all he did was exercise. So he's doing the eye tracking, the balance and coordination. And we're trying to get 2,000 kids on it in Scotland for August, and then we can do a big trial here and prove that it can make a big difference. And then within about a year and a half, there could be huge changes to these children.
You had the launch event yesterday. How did that go?
Really good. We had a lot of good people there and a lot of schools and councils, and we're looking to sign up some councils after, actually. Obviously, there's a lot of funding issues, But it works out as £1 a day, so it's not ridiculous. And we are hopefully having, I think by the time we get to August, we'll have a good number. And then the following year, we'll be able to show the results. And hopefully we can change a lot of kids' lives, because that's what I want to do. I don't want kids to feel like I did, because when I was growing up, it wasn't pleasurable until I was at weekends or playing rugby or on my farm. And children now have got a chance. And you know, have a look at the website, stettoday.com, and check it out, see what you think.
Okay.